USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is recommending that 18 states roll back reopening measures because of surging cases of COVID-19, but that appears in an unpublished report. The Center for Public Integrity obtained the report dated July 14th, just a few days ago. It's not clear why the task force did not release it. During what felt like a bit of a campaign-style event on the White House South Lawn yesterday, President Trump was touting his efforts to lift regulatory restrictions on business and industry nationwide.
For every one new regulation added, nearly eight federal regulations have been terminated.
Republican-turned-independent Michigan Congressman Justin Amash says he will not be running for re-election and won't be seeking the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.